Welcome to the Tipsy 2.
Hello.
Every time.
Hi, everybody. It's been a hot second.
Yeah.
Since we've been back here. God, what, 2 months?
Yeah, I know. I'm Rebecca, the founder and CEO of this podcast, and this is Jen, who's here occasionally. I'm just kidding. She's our special guest.
I'm the guest for the evening. How are you?
Good. I wish I was feeling a little better.
Me too. So let's dive right in. Rebecca has decided that we were going to try these new breezes.
Yes, the TikTok sensation with, as it says on here, the functional mushrooms in a can. Eek! I'm scared a little. It's supposed to like give you mental clarity, like energy. We never have mental clarity. We thought, oh, let's try it on the pod. Maybe we'll be coherent once. And then, so we were like, maybe we should drink one and let it set in. And then we can tell you like how we feel. Cause it's, you know, the founder said that, what is it, 5 minutes?
So yeah, you're supposed to be able to drink it and feel it like within 5 minutes. And then it's supposed to last an hour. And you're supposed to get.
And it's stackable.
It's stackable, yeah. And what does it say? It says, so we're waiting for sensations of relief. Do you feel relief?
I don't feel anxious.
Okay. Energy?
Not especially.
I'm real tired right now.
Okay.
And focus.
Never.
No, I'm not focused.
Absolutely.
Maybe we need two.
Well, we're
because
gonna split
we
one.
Have started it. I don't mind the taste. It's kind of like a berry. It reminds me of like a White Claw or like it's, a High Noon or something.
Yeah, it's called, like a seltzer. It's a lemon elderflower.
Yeah.
And I saw some, yeah, like you said, I mean, it does say it's gluten-free, organic ingredients, vegan, and no GMOs, which
but
is
I think that there are different ones. It says no hangovers. Yeah, right? No hangovers. You just said
no
that.
Regrets.
No regrets.
Yeah. So I feel like I thought.
Oh, there. So like the one that we have is the
functional
mushrooms, but there are like the cannabis and
duos and different things.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different ones.
I feel
ones.
Like, you know, because we're often the tipsy too. And I thought, let's give our liver a break. let's let our body slow down.
Oh, well, okay. Thank you for that. Next
like,
pod, we will be drinking something different.
Trashed.
we will be trashed. No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, maybe we should try something just
no,
for fun,
it is because we have been talking about it and wanting to try it. And these are expensive, aren't they? Or not expensive, but pricey.
Well, there's $30 for 6 cans.
Okay.
So
that's not as bad. I think I've seen them on there. I think they have like 12 packs or 18 packs. I think the 18 pack is like $90 or something like that.
Yeah.
So
it can be pricey.
Not too bad. I don't know. I mean, I don't mind that. Yeah, there we go. 18, 36, 72, 144. I did see these. I don't think that they were Breeze, but at a winery that I was doing a workshop up at up north.
A similar
something, yeah.
Micro mushroom dosing, something
so,
another.
Yeah. So, I mean, I like the taste.
I like the taste.
We'll see
I wouldn't
happens.
Say that my whole life changed in 5 minutes.
No. Mm-mm.
I'm not feeling anything weird.
No. Mm-mm.
But I don't feel anxious or anything.
No, I guess not. Just kind of calm.
Yeah. Yeah, people just, it's just like an alternative to alcohol, so.
Yeah. So
we'll
anyway,
see.
We're going
to. As the pod goes on, we'll
yeah,
see.
We'll see what happens. I might need to add some Tito's to mine. No,
okay,
I'm just
that's
kidding.
That's not the point.
Anyway.
Okay, let's open this
okay.
one and see what's up. Oh, I did want to mention, too, that there are 30 calories on this. So that's nothing crazy. Zero fat, zero sodium. There's 8 carbohydrates. That's not too crazy. And I think 8 grams of sugar. So that's.
Not too bad.
That's not too bad. You thought it tasted a little sugary, but.
Yeah. I can't do really sweet. Like, I'm not a White Claw High Noon drinker, really, because I find them too sweet. But this isn't bad.
Yeah. Those are, yeah, definitely too elementary for you.
Too elementary. Cheers. So let's see. Oh, I have a straw with mine.
Okay, cheers.
Cheers. So I don't know, if I were you, I would like maybe go and give it a try if it's something that you've seen and want to try.
Yeah.
I think it's probably different for everybody because some of the TikToks that I've watched, people are like, wow, this is, you know. Yeah. And then didn't you say that there was one where somebody was just kind of like,
I didn't feel anything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're hyping it up for no reason and stuff like that. So I was like, well, we're going to be honest. Probably not.
Probably not.
And because, again, we're not sponsored.
Every time. So what else? What else has been going on since we haven't been doing this forever?
I don't know.
We've been so busy.
I know. Actual work has been super busy.
I know. Me too. I've been trying to keep up on like all of the housewives mm-hmm. and all of that. And are you keeping up on New Jersey?
I feel like I'm caught up. This last episode, though, even though I watched it, I was just kind of in and out. I don't know. I get so bored. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I have to say New Jersey is one of my favorite ones, though. But I'm confused because they're not doing a reunion.
I know. Well, it's because Teresa and Melissa cannot be in the same room together.
This whole season has just seemed very off, you know, because Teresa and Melissa are not talking mm-hmm. or her brother. And then Marge and Teresa are not talking. And
they fell out.
Mm-hmm. And then
Danielle. So this like recently Danielle and Jen got into a physical altercation-ish.
Yeah.
Where Jen, you know, Danielle was all up in her face and then she pushed her and then she cracked her with the glass. I don't know if it was a plastic glass, probably.
But. I'll tell you what, though. If somebody pushes me or puts their hands on me, I can't help I would probably do the same thing. Like, just out instinct. Of instinct or whatever. Tamara Judge.
But people are saying that it was all contrived. Like, it was just, like, a show.
Oh.
They knew going in they were going to have this confrontation. They knew going in that there was going to be, just for, like, TV and ratings. So when it gets to that point where it's super obvious that things aren't authentic anymore, it's mm-hmm. hard for me to stay entertained. I don't know.
Yeah, there Tamara Judge says, I feel like this is staged.
Oh, see?
Judge said on the podcast when the storyline kicked off.
She's one to talk.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't know. I feel like they're running out of things, like, to do
argue. On the
argue about, you know? So I don't know. I have a feeling that like this could be the last one.
Or there will be a shakeup. They'll probably keep New Jersey how they shook up New York.
Yeah.
A shakeup.
It could be. But
I would love to know which one Andy would keep. If he gunned ahead, who you keeping, Melissa or Teresa?
And they've asked him that, I think, haven't they?
I don't know. I don't catch every Watch What Happens Live. But it's like with Melissa, you get Joe. So he's almost a twofer. So many of the fans love Melissa's husband, Joe.
Yeah.
I mean, what he just married a gay couple this weekend, and he's so lovely.
I think it was her brother. What was it, Melissa's brother?
I'm not sure.
Like a family member or something?
Again, I was kind of in and out. But yeah, he was the the one that officiated it. So, I mean, the fans just love him. He's so lovable.
Yeah.
And likable and a good time. So it's like you could probably get, you know. Melissa, okay, fine, but you get Joe with Melissa.
Right,
So he's a twofer.
But I'm kind of waiting because I kept seeing previews where Lily was coming out of the house and him and Teresa were fighting, and then I hear on other podcasts that he's like, you know, what do I want to see? See, the clarity is not there yet.
Come on, Breeze.
Kick in.
it's the fight Jen's dementia.
God. That he's like blown all of her money or something.
Who is Louie?
Yeah.
Shocker. I mean, they all tried to warn her. And this is the thing too. It's like, not only can I can't stand her, but I really cannot stand him. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's so visually hard for me to even look at.
Mm-hmm.
I just almost can't stomach him.
Like,
and her voice makes me so crazy. I don't understand that voice.
Like, did you see the one where they went and had that meeting with the Fudas?
Yes.
And like he did not say a word. He didn't say a word. He just sat there.
He just sat there with his Botox, red, sunburnt face and those like, he looks like the Joker. He's so odd.
Yeah.
He's unlikable.
Yeah, he is. So I would probably say Andy would choose like Melissa and Joe.
I think if they wanted to go in a certain direction, then because honestly, like Teresa's just, she's an OG. She deserves, you know, she's had a good run.
She's had a good run.
But she's but had a lot of up and downs.
Yeah.
And she's, we're over her nonsense.
Yeah. But I did see something where Gia might be coming out with.
Oh, is Gia going to be a housewife?
I don't think she's going to be a housewife, but I think she's going to be on, have a reality show with other kids or something that are reality.
Yes.
I don't know. I can't
it's
remember.
It's like the, some of the other kids are like, what is it? Again, Breeze, could you help me out?
I mean,
let
my
me start
God.
Chugging
I
here.
Feel like...
No, Kim Zolciak's.
Oh, yeah, daughter. Brielle.
Yeah, I think it's Brielle, yeah.
Yeah.
Briella, or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Armadilla, yeah. Briella.
Armadilla.
Some of the other like celebrity kids are all gonna take New York City or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
That'd be interesting.
But yeah, I thought they were trying to like, they're trying to, again, that seems so forced with Gia. It's like, okay, she's of age. So how, she's not really a housewife. So what is she really bringing to the table? Like,
yeah. Did you see how they're starting to show her more?
Yeah.
So that's probably
or consider
going
her
to
more
like,
and,
yeah.
And conversation.
Roll her over into that.
Yeah.
Not to chime in, but I was watching a podcast recently with NeNe Leakes, and they were talking about how none of the housewife shows are doing that well anymore like they used to be doing, mm-hmm. especially Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, NeNe Leakes was like, well, Destiny's Child isn't anything without Beyonce.
Oh, God, of course.
Yeah.
She's always like, she's the one that was always like, you know,
yeah.
Balink. Yeah. I can't blink.
Yeah.
Like she does, but... She in the I loved her so much in the beginning because
mm-hmm.
again she was very much her authentic
yeah.
self, and then she just kind of like it all went to her head
yeah.
as it does for most.
Yeah,
I mean
no.
I hope this doesn't happen to you with our pod. I hope you stay grounded.
Anywho, speaking of Atlanta, Candy's daughter is going to be on that show too.
Okay, yeah,
yeah.
I feel like there was one that I didn't even know really. There
yeah,
was, I think there was some guy that I wasn't familiar with.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I agree. But no, I heard a podcast too. I think it was Behind the Velvet Rope. I'm not sure, but he was saying how none of the Housewives shows are really doing what obviously they used to do, and I think they're just like stretching at this point, like. New Jersey used to be my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And I could do without Danielle and what's John Fuda's wife's name? The
is
long
it Rachel?
Black,
no.
I don't even know. That tells you there.
I think there's a Rachel maybe.
I love Marge, Melissa, Teresa.
There's two Jens.
Like, the, yeah,
Fessler
the Jen Fessler and Jen
the other
Aiden.
One I can't
and
stand.
I don't know. I just feel like they're trying to supplement like people that are leaving and like filling it. It's not as interesting as it usually is.
Well, and two,
Rachel.
Yeah.
Rachel Fuda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, it's like for me, I was the same. I always religiously watched the OC, Beverly
mm-hmm.
Hills. I watched Atlanta. And then I feel like there's another one. Did they have more than that in the very beginning?
There was Beverly Hills. There was New York.
New York.
Yeah.
So those are the main ones that I used to always watch. And then when Miami came, I got involved in Miami too. But like, I can't really get into Dubai.
I can't either.
I
tried. I was watching a little bit.
And I couldn't get into Salt Lake City.
I didn't even watch one of Salt Lake.
I've never seen one.
And I wish I would have because that's the one that's like, everybody's like,
spicy.
But I tried to watch some of Dubai last night before I went to sleep. And I was like, like, it just, I don't know.
I tried to suffer through the first episode, I think it was, and they were trying to play pickleball and full glam, and I just was like, I'm out. I can't be with this. It's
I don't
too
know.
Much. It's exhausting.
Yeah, it is.
Up with their lifestyles.
Right. Well, and then we were talking before this. I think I'm going to jump into, what's it called that we were just talking about? Dallas.
Oh, Cheerleaders? America's Sweetheart?
America's Sweetheart.
Yes. Catch up.
I need to catch up with that. That looks good.
I mean, I'm not going to spoil anything, but it's, again, following the tradition of the auditions for the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders and everything that they go through. And it's kind of like there's getting some backlash for this season. I don't know if you're seeing it, but they're just really carrying on about how these women make almost no money. And they are expected to have such an obscene standard. It's a very like body shaming. This one girl got cut. She was fantastic. She was gorgeous. She, you know, they're always, does the uniform fit just right? it fit her perfect. She was beautiful, like everything, but she was short. Shorter, you know, than everybody else. And they cut her just based off that, even though they don't have a height requirement. So I don't know. It was just kind of icky. There were some icks, definitely, to the show, where you would have been like, are we still doing this in 2024? What's going on? Like, it was kind of creepy, but I just get into it. There was a couple of cuts that I just can't believe they made. I wish they wouldn't have made. You'll see.
Yeah, I need to start it. I need something new to watch anyway. And I was following this girl on TikTok that it showed her tryout, and then she made it. So, like, she's like, follow me in the day of a life of a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader, you know. So I kind of follow her a little bit, and I was like, ooh, I need to get on that show and start watching it.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's like, too, like, they have, like, these rookies, these new, you know, ones come in to, you know, challenge some of these, like, veterans or whatever. And the veterans, you know, everybody's so lovely, too. They all love each other. But the people that are judging and the lady that's in control of everything, I'm trying to think of what her name is. But, yeah, $22,000 is how much these girls make. They make billions in that stadium. Dallas has the most merchandise. They have the, I mean, it is
NFL ridiculous. Cheerleaders.
They all have to have full-time jobs.
Around 75 to 150 per game.
This literally is just for the, I guess, like, just for the name of saying that you're a Dallas Cowboy.
What the hell?
The tradition of it.
Then the NFL water boys make $53,000 a year?
Right. Do you know how athletic? And by the way, they also have to, and again, I feel like I'm spoiling for you, but they have to pay for their own glam. And they change their hair and their extensions and all this stuff, but they have to keep that up.
Yeah, that's crap.
The one girl, she was blonde. They turned her to brown, and she looked great both ways. But, you know, she wasn't looking to be brown, and then she got cut.
Oh,
it was very America's top model when they screwed those girls over with, like, you look good in a pixie cut. And she's like, and then they're like, the next one, they're like, you're out.
Did you ever watch The Swan?
Oh, I've caught The Swan.
Oh my god, I loved it so much. I wish they bring it back.
I want to be a swan.
I want to be a swan. Here's my essay.
No. I need a full head transplant.
No, like, The Swan used to be awesome. Like, you know, they would pick these ladies that were just, like, having the worst time, and, you know, like,
from
just
that to hot.
Yeah, and they would just completely redo them, but they would go through
vigorous,
like,
oh, it's a whole day of, like, plastic surgery.
It's like, well, they're out there for, like, I think it was like a month or 2 months or something. Yeah, look at that. All the contestants were deemed ugly.
I would love full glam once.
I know. I would really like a tummy tuck.
It's very, like, what is that?
But look, it's like their nose jobs, and then they pull all their teeth out to give them the Da Vinci, the veneers.
Breeze, come through.
Come on.
Come through with that.
Look at that one. Look at that one. I remember her. That's crazy.
That is so, like,
it was my favorite show.
Queenie.
Yeah. I loved that show. I wish they'd bring that back. Oh.
Because they did that to Mama June, right?
Yeah.
Kind of.
But have you seen her? Like, she's like,
oh, she didn't keep up the maintenance.
She didn't keep up the maintenance.
Hot.
No. Oh, yeah. Wow. Look at that. That was the best. It gave the wrong impression.
Look how
surgery.
Dumb they're trying to make her, though.
Listen, I will totally put on overalls and no makeup and dye my hair black.
Right.
And
slick it back. And, yeah. Be like, see, look, I'm dumpy.
See? Look.
Fix me.
Oh, I love that show.
Yeah, that was
anyway.
Good one.
So yeah, no, I gotta watch the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. I gotta get moving on that. The Swan was the most inhumane reality television competition ever made. I'm like, I loved it.
So that I know, Jesus, what does that tell you about the Swan? This is why she is just a co-host.
Anyway.
Anyway, this is calming me down.
It is?
No.
Okay. But.
I feel like we're just as not coherent as normal.
I mean, yeah, probably.
I guess it's
know.
Not going to fix our problems.
I don't think it's going to relax me, give me energy, or relief.
Yeah.
But.
It's giving our liver a break.
And you know what? It could probably use that.
On The Swan, we could get a new one.
Anyway,
what else are you watching on Netflix? Anything? Have you are you watching Bridgerton or no?
Okay, so that's another one that I gotta start. Listen, I've got so much going on, and then I'm trying to like watch. Oh, I know. I watched the other day. I watched that movie on Netflix, The Family Affair.
I hope Merrick like isolates that. Ah, no.
Please cut that out.
Make it a TikTok so it's right up in her face.
Don't you dare. I watched this movie because I was bored. And it took me at least 10 minutes into the movie to realize that that was Nicole Kidman because she doesn't even look normal. That's an okay picture. But like her face is like she was beautiful. I mean, she's still pretty, but she used to be so beautiful. And then she's got these like big puffy cheeks and her eyes are all tight.
So she's doing all of that. Like, well, she's had bad work done. I mean, she's had the lips didn't work for her.
Yeah. Okay.
I love that we're talking about this like studying. Yeah, it just didn't work for her.
I mean, I don't know. I just was like, and you know what I did then? Oh, wait, look at that second picture.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. And then look at the one next to her, like the next two from back in the day.
Yeah, she looks very like, I've been stung by 100 bees.
Yeah, she looks very like.
Swollen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, again. She's got my cheeks and my clinical, but I don't know. I mean, I was like, what's going on with Zac Efron too? Which I didn't realize that he had a really bad accident and like his jaw was like completely like.
Wired shut?
I don't know, but he had to have whole reconstructive surgery on his jaw and everything.
He's probably trying to give himself a jawline.
But, let's see. Yeah. So I took to Facebook because I was like, what? Who's watched this movie, Family Affair? What is going on with Nicole's face?
Oh, God.
And, like, people were replying, and they're like, we said the same thing. And then since then, I've seen so many people, like, I'm on Netflix group on Facebook, and every time I'm scrolling, I see people say, what the hell is going on with Nicole and Zac Efron's faces? Like,
it's a whole conspiracy.
It really, and I don't know, the movie
they've
was,
created okay. two actors.
Yeah, it, I mean.
Oh, there's one I think you would like on Netflix. I think it's called, Merrick, you'll have to look it up. Is it called like A Simple Favor or something like that?
Oh my God, with Blake
Lively.
Oh yeah.
And Anna.
I went to the movies to see that when it came out.
Oh, you've seen it in the movies.
Yeah, oh, okay, and then I just watched it again like a month ago.
Yeah, we just watched it the other day. And I
love
like,
that movie.
That was pretty. I told Merrick about it. I said it's kind of good. It's a little dark.
I love it.
Yeah, I liked it too.
I thought both of their personalities in that were awesome.
I mean, who wouldn't you want to be Blake? She does not give a.
Not at all.
By the way, I have to watch how my cussing because my 86-year-old aunt said, I ran into her at a funeral. She said, oh, I just love that Tipsy too. And I'm like, horrified. Aww. And I'm like, I literally was like, please stop watching. It is not for you. Like, it's just not. You will immediately think I'm a terrible person. But she's under some delusion. She likes our pod.
Oh.
I know. Is that our target audience?
86.
86?
Dang. Well,
hi, Aunt Jeannie. I'm going to be good today. See? No alcohol.
Just mushrooms. No, I love that movie. It was so good.
Yeah, I thought that was a good one.
Uh-huh.
I forgot the other one. There was another movie.
Okay, so what's the one that everybody was talking about on Netflix? It was Reindeer.
Oh, Reindeer Games?
Baby Reindeer. Merrick, have you seen that?
I have.
Okay, so.
Is this about a girl that's like a stalker?
I think so. I started to watch it, but I started watching it late one night. And I had to turn it off, and I'd like to go back and finish it, but I keep seeing everybody say, I could not watch this movie. This was...
I mean, it's based off a true story,
traumatic
yeah.
for me. Yeah, so I think, yeah.
I don't like anything traumatic.
Well, so, it's a show, number one.
Yeah, it had seasons, yes. So it's a TV show.
And it's based off of true events. It's mm-hmm. how a
That's what I heard.
Weird, like, lady that used to be a lawyer is obsessed over this wannabe comedian. And it is actually pretty good, but there are a lot of cringy moments in there, to say the least.
Cringy moments. That's what people were saying. They had to immediately turn it off, could not finish watching it. We should watch it together.
No, thank you.
Why?
I don't know. Is it hypersexual?
I don't know. Merrick?
I don't watch that Aunt Jeannie.
Not really hypersexual, but there are moments that involve that.
We're going to watch it together.
Okay. Well, listen. I don't know. You know, Merrick tries to get me. What's that movie you tried to get to watch with a dog?
King Arthur or something.
He loves to watch me cry. I can't watch animal movies. I can't watch anything scary or gangster or anything involving a saw. I don't like any of that stuff.
Arthur's a king.
No. Nope. Aww. That looks like a sweet dog. That looks like Mark Wahlberg. It looks like it all ends terribly with the dog dying and Merrick gets to watch me sob. No, thank you.
I don't think I've seen this before.
It just came out this year. So.
Oh, okay. No, I wouldn't want to watch that either, but I think we should totally watch the other one.
Oh, do you watch the Quiet Place on Netflix where you can't talk? Where the aliens come and get you?
I watched the movie.
Okay, so you watch 1 and 2?
Yeah.
Okay. 3's out.
Oh, it is?
It's at the movies.
It is?
Yeah, it's the prequel to, I think, when it all started to go down. Yeah, because you know, like, when you watch the first one, they're already involved in, they know to be quiet.
Oh, yeah, they know to be quiet. So this is the prequel.
This
okay.
is when they don't know that they need to hush.
Oh, I'm going to have to watch that.
Quiet Place
I
Day
One. I
love
that. I love that show, or movie. I went to the movies, I don't know, probably like 3 weeks ago, a month ago. And watched the new Strangers.
Oh my god!
Again, remember,
you would be by yourself.
And I was highly disappointed because I was thinking.
So was I.
I was thinking that it was going to be a prequel to let us know. Okay, how did the Strangers start? And where do they come from? Who they are?
Another movie.
It was the exact damn movie, just with different characters.
That
literally.
Was my criticism.
I was like, "Are you kidding? I want my money back."
Oh, you already know how the story is, so I definitely don't need to see it again.
Oh my gosh! So, story time. When the first Strangers came out, Rebecca, we went. Did we go to the movies to see it? This one can't watch anything that. No. Has any kind of scariness to it. But we went to the movies to see it.
Got duped.
And she screamed through the whole movie in the theater.
I don't care. I just blurt out, run, mother, run. Like, I don't know why no one runs when they need to run. They're not hiding. They're not shushing. They're just
nothing.
Waiting. They're just like sitting ducks.
Nothing.
And I literally don't know why I pay money, because I literally am like this the whole time. And I'm like, tell me, I'm asking people next to me what's going on. I can't go with Merrick because he's like, shut up. It's just like not a good experience.
So we go and watch the damn movie. And then like later on down the road, you end up moving to Arizona. Did we already talk about this?
I
came
we
back.
Touched on it, yeah.
And the Strangers, I walked into her bedroom one night when I was visiting her in Arizona, and it was all dark. And she has like a pillowcase over her head, like the, and she's standing in the corner like this. And I was like, like, scared the shit out of
she's
me.
She's like in a new state, a new environment.
Anyway, that's the story.
That's
Strangers.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to make you watch the new one just for that. But no, I was really disappointed. Like, I really thought it was going to be the prequel. I was like, oh, I want to go see this because I want to see how it started.
Mm-hmm.
But, Merrick, wasn't there something different at the end?
So that was literally my exact criticism, because I was like, oh, sweet. I get to figure out why they're doing this and stuff like that. But I looked into it afterwards and I was so upset, because this is the start of a whole brand new trilogy. There's going to be a chapter 2 and a chapter 3. And at the end of this movie, it's like a cliffhanger. It says to be continued. And it's just like, it's a slasher flick and it's supposed to be a fun, dumb horror movie. Why are we putting to be continued at the end of it? Like, there was not even a conclusion to the story. So it was just dumb.
Yeah. The only thing different about this one is the very, very end. Like, I was like, oh, that's new. And I was like, well, I guess they're going to, maybe with the next one, you know, tell us how it all started. But if they're going to be doing a, what'd you say, a trilogy or
something?
Yeah,
it's just the cash cow grabbing. Mm. Like, they're just trying to squeeze as many movies out of this as they can.
Yeah.
Which I don't even know if I'm going to see the next one, to be honest.
I don't know that I am either. It's so irritating. I was just so mad sitting through there eating my popcorn.
Waiting for something new.
Waiting for something new. And it was literally the exact same movie. Every single thing that they did.
I feel like it would be real new to me because I barely watched. Now, is this the one where they're like sitting, like, are they sitting down and then like the creepers, like one of them stabs one of them slowly and turn. No, thanks. The last movie I seen was the Barbie. No, I'm just kidding. I saw the Fall Guy. Was called.
Oh, did you see the Fall Guy? Yeah. Oh, there they are. Yeah. And they are super creepy. Oh. That's the one with Liv Tyler, but pillowcase. Scary.
Making memories.
Memories. So anyway, what are these?
Oh, just questions. This is that one fun game where you can ask silly questions. I don't really know what they are, but what's that say?
What is this? Oh, these are just some questions. So this is a game called what? The voting game?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you have to ask these with whoever is
playing.
Well,
if you're in a group, yeah. Remember, we played this during the glamping trip.
Oh, that's right. This would be so fun. Who would be the most? Okay, so between you, me, and Merrick.
Oh, we get to add Merrick.
Yeah. So here's the question. Who would be the most willing to lop off their own leg in an effort to survive?
I think I would. Cool. I think out of everybody here, I would cut off a limb to survive. I would have the guts to do it.
You would?
Yeah. You would just surrender. Merrick would faint at the sight of blood. I'm the only one with some medical background. I would know what to do, and that'd be it.
Okay, I would not just lay there.
Mark, who would you pick?
I would say chop off your leg, go get help, and come back and get me out of here.
I feel like I've watched enough of The Walking Dead to know that you just lop it off really hard and fast before the infection gets in.
What if you didn't have a machete? What if you just had like a butter knife?
I'm like, I've got dental floss.
Merrick and I are like,
we're like, it's a paper cut at this point.
She can't watch Strangers, but she's seen every episode of The Walking Dead twice.
Exactly. Thank you.
Out of everybody, I could, like a horror film, I could cut my limb off. It makes no sense.
Oh, Lord.
Who would you pick, Merrick?
I mean, I guess it just depends on the situation, but yeah, probably you.
Okay.
Between us three, who would you trip if you were all being chased by a bear? Who would you trip?
Sorry, Jen.
Really unfair question.
Why? Blood is thicker than water.
Merrick. You're my best friend.
Thank you. I knew you would say that.
Oh, no. Merrick's with his long limbs. He'll outrun everybody.
I know. I'd be like...
I'd start negotiating with the bear immediately. I'd be like, okay, wait, let's settle down.
Calm down.
You're doing too much. Why are we on two legs? What's going on, bear?
I'd be like, where's bear going?
Where are you? Yeah. I love that you just ditch us. We always create these scenarios.
Oh, Merrick, would you trip me or your mom?
I said I would trip you because blood is thicker than water.
Oh my God, you're so loyal. I love you.
So nice. Oh, we can't ask Merrick that.
Is it sexual?
No.
Oh, I'll ask it. Who would you trust the least with your nude photos? This is easy. Jen. I would never give her a nude photo of me and think that she's going to vault that and keep it. No way.
Here we go. Here we go.
It's immediately on the Snapper
chat.
She's
such a whiner.
It's on all the bullshit. I just know it.
She's such a whiner.
I'd be like, Is that my nipple? I don't think so. I do not trust Jen. That's my answer.
Oh my God, please.
Merrick?
I beg to differ. You.
You would trust me?
I wouldn't trust you.
You think I'm gonna put your stuff on the internet? That's ridiculous. I mean, unless it's gonna make us money.
See? See?
I'm just kidding.
Okay, last question. Between the three of us, Rebecca, who are you most afraid of?
Why do you have to whip your head? Like, you're very scary. I'm terrified of Merrick.
You're terrified of Merrick?
Yeah. Why? Because he can turn on you without a moment's notice. I'm like walking on eggshells. Can I hold your underwear? Can I your toes? Can I?
I feel like that's the same with Alexis too. Like, she's gonna kill. Well, I don't know. What she wanted.
It's not true. Whatever you're about to say, and neither did what my mom say is true. That's not true. I don't turn.
No, Alexis. Well, Alexis turns on me all the time, Eric. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm not living in delusion. I know when I'm being turned on.
My God, she turns on me. She turned on me today. Like, literally. Like, okay, so Liam is coming home tomorrow from Bowling Green just for one day for the 4th of July. I'm like, I've been telling Alexis, you know, for the past, like, month, I'm like, don't make, you know, let's do something on the 4th of July. Your brother's coming home. We haven't seen him since Christmas. Yeah, like, you
family
know.
Family function.
Yeah. So, and she's like, well, what do you want to do? I'm like, I don't know. I don't care. Like, we could do this, you know, whatever. And so she calls me today and she's like, well, you know, and she's just like turns on me. And then she's got these plans and now these plans. So I turned back on her. And I said, your brother's coming home and you're going to go do it. And da, 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 da. She hangs up on me. And then.
That's always lovely.
Oh my God, I get so mad. And then she's like, calls me back. She's like, I'm going to call Liam and find out. So then Liam calls me and I'm like, oh my God. So I hang up on Liam. It's just like a whole.
Everybody's like, everybody's
hanging
each
up
other.
On each other. So Alexis turns on me all the time. I could tell another story, but she would be so mad at me if I did. But just know she turns on me. But then the next day she does call and apologize.
I like that pattern.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what?
Why does it have to be a pattern?
As we're wrapping up the pod, I feel like, if I'm going to circle back, I do feel kind of happy and, I don't know, relieved. And
you feel relieved?
Yeah.
I guess I feel a little bit of like a energy boost, maybe?
Relaxed? I don't know.
Relaxed, a little bit of energy. I don't know. I think it's probably different for everybody.
I don't know that I'll buy it again.
Like, yeah. I don't know that I would sit and drink it again, but I mean,
unless you're going to sponsor us. It was. I'll drink it all the time.
We'll drink it every day. No, it's not bad. I don't know. We'll see. So, okay. What else? Anything else before we wrap up?
No.
Nothing.
Just happy to be here.
Happy to be here. So, I know we need to try to get. Moving with these, but summer and everything is so busy. So
we were so good. We were doing so good. Oh my gosh! You know what? On YouTube, I seen that we had 194 followers. So we're so positive.
194.
We're so close to 200.
Anyway,
maybe we'll have a giveaway at 200.
What are we gonna give away?
I don't know your phone number.
It's already out there. So many places. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, we'll see what happens. But all right. Well,
love you.
Love you.